Blog Talk Radio.
Make a world and hold it in my hand. And I cannot, oh Lord, take the lightning and flash it across the line. I cannot take a piece of clay, oh, and mold it into a man. But I have a father, oh, 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 oh. Oh, Lord, I have a father who came. I said, I cannot make a world and hold it in my hand. And I cannot take a piece of clay, oh no, and mold it into a man. Oh Lord, I cannot take the lightning and flash it across the lane. And I cannot, I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. Oh, but I have a father. I have a father who came. Oh, Lord, I believe I say it again. I cannot put something on my mind this evening. I cannot make a world and hold it in my hand. And I cannot take the lightning and flash it across the land. I cannot, oh my Lord, take a piece of clay and mold into man.
Yeah.
But I have a father who came. I cannot, make a cloud and ascend it in the sky. Oh, my Lord. And I cannot love humanity so much, so much, oh, so much that I could die. Oh, Lord, oh, my Lord, I cannot name the stars above, not count, look at what my God can do, not count the many grains of sand. Oh, 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 but I have a Father who came.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. He sits high. Oh, and he looks low. Well, he got, won't he do it? He got, yeah, he got my, he got my footsteps forever. Wherever I go,
yes, yes.
And when I don't understand, I have a Father. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Father. Yes. He sits high. Oh.
Yes.
And he looks. He's looking, children. He's looking, mothers. He's looking, fathers. He's looking. He's looking low. And he got. And he'll guide my footsteps wherever I go. And when I don't understand, sometimes I tell the Lord, Father, I don't understand. And when I don't understand, I have a Father. You have a Father. You have a Father. Thank we have a Father. We have a Father who came. Oh, thank you, Father. thank you for. I don't know how you feel this evening, but I'm glad to know that I have a father. I have a father. I have a father. Oh, God, I thank God. I have a father. When I get burdened down, I have a father. When I get lonely, I have a father. When I don't understand, I have a father. Yeah, I have a father. I have a father. Hello. I have a father. It's all right to say it this evening. It's all right to say it this evening. Say, I have a father. Say, I have a father. No matter what is going on in my life, I have a father. When I don't understand it, I have a father. Isn't that good to know? I have a father. Who can? Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news, saints? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a father. Who can? Yes, yes, yes. We have a father who can. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Master, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Your Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
I have a Father. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Trying to move on, hallelujah, and I will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. I don't know about tomorrow. I believe from day to day, I don't borrow from his sunshine. Oh, my Lord. Oh, if skies may turn to gray, Lord, 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 I don't worry. Oh, over the future. Oh, I know what Jesus said. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. And today, whoa, Oh, we walk. Yeah, we walk beside him. For he knows what lies ahead. Many, many things about tomorrow. Lord, I don't see, no, to understand, oh, my Lord, but I know, I know he holds, God holds, my Father holds tomorrow. And I know he holds my hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Good evening, good, oh, my son, yo, my, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up, Outreach Ministries. Oh, my God, I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie, offered along with my husband, Minister L.C., offered, amen, amen, God bless our, amen, other co-host, Ashella Hilton, amen, she may be listening in, but she told me that she wouldn't be active on today, amen, amen, our regular praise and worship leader, we bless her, 17 years old, we thank God for every opportunity that she can share with us, and we're praying that she'll stay faithful, staying strong, moving on to the senior year. Amen, amen, amen. We want God to just wind up a little tight and hold her faithful. And we just bless her. Amen. In her absence this evening. Just show up outreach ministries. Reaching out. Hallelujah. Reaching out. Amen, amen, amen. We are reaching out. Amen. To the lost. Outcast. Hurting, lonely, oppressed, depressed, whatever the situation may be. Hallelujah. 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 I was telling somebody just this evening. I said, everything I can name, I said, I've suffered some of it. I done been a part of it. I thank God he brought me, he's bringing me, and he's keeping me. And he's willing, ready, and able to do the same thing. Adam and Jesus was doing the same thing when he said, I must go through Samaria. He said, I got a need to go through there. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's soul is in trouble. If your soul is in trouble this evening, I want you to know that Jesus, he's in your way this evening. He's in your way. You reach out to touch him. Amen, amen. Drink from the living water that you will never thirst again. Amen, amen. You can read about it in John chapter 4. Amen, and be blessed. We are reaching out. God called us to do what? To reach out. You and your brother, when you have been strengthened, go back and strengthen your brother. Amen. So whatever, all you have, anything that's on your heart this evening, bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. If you were asking Minister Vivian, she would say, oh, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and help. Every later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to have rest this evening. Wants us to have peace this evening. Amen. I won't prolong any further, but I'll put you in the hands of Minister Alfred as he comes forth with what he has to share on this evening. Amen. Good evening. Good evening. I want to say again, welcome to all new callers. Please call again. Amen. All the strong supporters. Amen. Silent listening. Oh, God, we just love you all for your support. Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you? And happy Father's Day. I'm going to share a scripture that was talking to me. I was growing up, dead and your old self to be new. Chapter of Ephesians, beginning at verse 1-2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That is, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long upon this earth. May God have a blessing to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Minister, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, do thank you once again, Father. We just thank and praise you, Lord God, for who you are. Dear God, we thank you for what you're doing, did, and still doing our lives, dear God. In the lives of everyone that has come, God, to the come on this evening, oh God, Father God. Everyone, oh Father God, came with a blessing, oh Father God. Oh God, and to be a blessing, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you just open up our hearts. Just come in, and we open up our hearts and just let you invite you. Just come in, God, and just fill us even more, oh God. We bless all the fathers on this day, oh God. We bless every father, God. We bless you, first of all, oh God, for being our Father, our Heavenly Father, our Father who are in heaven, Father God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Out. Our Father. Oh, my son. Now, we got somebody that, oh, my God. We hallelujah when we don't have an earthly Father. Hallelujah. We can still shout, Father. Hallelujah. We got somebody that, oh, what a big day. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, I will take care of you. Oh, my God. Our Father, we thank you. We magnify and glorify your name, Father God. Oh, God, we look to you for all of our concerns, oh, Father God. We know that you sit high, and we know that you look low, God, and we are just so grateful for you, Lord. We ask you to come into this service on this evening, oh, Father God. Have your way, God, or move us out of the way, oh, God. Oh, God, if you don't want to move us out of the way, God, lift us higher, oh, Father God, in the service, oh, Father God, that we bring, oh, God, and the offering that you have given us to give forth, oh God, to your people, oh God. Amen. Let us receive and be received of on this evening. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to move right on into the children's corner. Amen. We're going to go right on into the children's corner. Amen. We're going to come right on in and say, Lord, bless the children. Lord, bless the children as they come. Lord, bless the children. Lord, bless the children. Lord, bless the children as they come. I want to ask, do we have, I'm going to ask for a volunteer to come and do our prayer to bless our youth corner. Amen. Is Sister Peggy Barnes on the line?
Yeah, you have me muted.
Hello? Ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, I want somebody to come and do a prayer over the children, blessing our children, and following that person. We'll have you to come to support. Can I get a volunteer at this time? Can I get a volunteer to serve children at this time?
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this time together, Lord. Come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to work with the children. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch their hearts, their mind, and their will, God, to do your will, God, as they're being told. You told us, Lord, train up our children the way they should go when they get old, Lord. They won't depart. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help them to realize, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, you call little children because they're young, their hearts are tender. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch their hearts, God, and help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, God, that they are blessing. They are blessing to their parent, God, and the parent is a blessing over them, God. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so many are cheering, Lord God, and Ashanda is not living out happily life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the enemy is out to destroy them and kill them. But, Lord, and then they put a covenant over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them a heart, Lord God, and a mind, Lord God, and a will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Listen, Lord God. Lord, those that listen and hear, God, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, forgive any sin in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord God. Oh, my God, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, for Lord God, for Mother Zeta, God, how she take the time, my God, and work with them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her and strengthen her. Help her to be encouraged, God, in the name of Jesus. She's doing a good work. And, Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, you take charge of the service tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let none of them leave, Lord, without having something in their mind, their heart, their thoughts, about, Lord God, what has been said tonight, God. And, Lord, we're going to give you praise. We're going to give it up. Bless everyone that came tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, let us worship together in the name of Jesus. Connection in the Spirit of God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me go behind, Mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a little praise I want to do. Pick a little, few verses of the praise song.
Yes,
I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory he has won.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
I could go on. And on, you hear me? About your
yes,
words. I could go on and on your words. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, the issues of my heart is gratefulness. I am grateful for all the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory he has won. I could go on and on about your word because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Flowing
yes.
from my heart, the issues of my heart is gratefulness.
Gratefulness.
Grateful, 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 grateful. So grateful just to serve you, Lord. I am grateful, grateful, flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. Grateful, grateful,
oh, yes.
grateful, grateful, flowing from my heart. I am so grateful, 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 so grateful just to serve you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, all the issues of my heart is gratefulness. I am grateful. So grateful, grateful just to serve you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, the issues of my heart is gratefulness. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, my sister.
So grateful.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that every soul that come to this cone on this evening, my God, oh, that was,
yes,
oh, my God, resonate in the spirit, oh,
Lord.
My God,
Lord,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you, Lord.
All in from
thank
my
you,
heart are the
thank
issues
you,
of my heart is grateful Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Amen, amen, amen. All of the fathers. I'm going to say it like this to all of the mothers who had to play the father's role. God bless you. Amen and amen. Amen. Right now, we are going to go into the children's corner. I want to know, do we have any youth on the line that would like to come forth
and
announce yourself? Amen. Come forth, announce yourself, and make your presentation. Amen.
I'm Keyshawn London, and I'm going to be singing a song for you guys today.
All right.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, it tells me of my Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, a sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me, because he first loved me, because he first loved me.
Beautiful. Fort Worth, Texas. Amen, amen. God bless you. Hadn't heard you in a moment. And welcome you back. Amen, amen, with open arms, amen. I know it's been a situation with the phone and mommy not being there at work at this hour and all. I'm just elated, oh, to hear your voice again. Amen, thank you. And who do we have next?
Hi, my name is Kennard London, and I'm here in Dallas, Texas, and I will be saying a prayer.
Amen. Pray, baby.
Lord, lift me up for your blessings today. I pray that you will.
Your phone went out, sugar. Your phone went out, hon. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Okay.
Hello.
Your phone dropped?
No.
You're still on.
You're on.
No, I'm on, but my child, the child dropped off, and I was trying to get him back.
If you
can hear me, you can get back. Oh, you can. You're welcome to start over. And meanwhile, do we have any more young people on the line? Amen. Do we have any more young people on the line that would like to come forth at this time?
Miss Tahills.
Tahill, come forth.
I'm saying a little out of mine.
Okay, come forth, Ty.
A little out of mine, I'm shine. A little out of mine, I'm ready to shine. Little light of mine, I will let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Little light of mine, I let it shine. Little light of mine, I will let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Little light of mine, I will let it shine. Mine, I will let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
shy boy for singing. He's not shy for anything else, but for singing. Oh, you made my day. Ty, yeah. Oh, thank you, Ty. Thank you. Let me shine, Ty.
Amen. Hello?
Who do we have next? Uh-huh.
This is Zion Smith from the Big Squad.
Amen.
And I'm gonna be saying he got the whole world in his hands. He's got me, you, and brother in his hands. He's got me, you, and brother in his hands. He's got me, you, and brother in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got mommy and daddy in his hands. He's got mommy and daddy in his hands. He's got mommy and daddy in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. Amen.
Amen.
And Zaya, he got the whole world in his hand. The whole wide world. Amen. Thank you. I came on in praise and worship. Come on, baby. Come forward.
Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus. A lovely big mouth, the joy he brings, Lord of the cross, to the angels say, glory to the newborn King. He was ever by the angel, born long later. He joined me with his mother. And Joseph was his father. Joseph was his careful father. And they got a shining star. To see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus, the lovely, big mouth, the light, the hope, the joy he brings, want to listen to the angels say, glory to the newborn King. Amen.
Amen.
What's
your
name?
Man. Who was that?
Zaylee Smith.
That was Zaylee. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Zaylee.
Zaylee Smith.
Huh?
Zaylee Smith.
Okay, Zaylee Smith.
I'm going to be second.
Okay, do we have another? Okay, come forward.
Zaylee Smith.
Okay, do I have another one that's going to do anything? Do I have anyone else?
Zaylee Smith.
Okay, come forward, baby.
Zaylee Smith. Today I'm going to be singing, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry,
baby. I had decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me. the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Amen.
Amen. Bailey, I'm sorry, you sounded so much like Zalise, and I was thinking that was you at first. I thank you oh, so much. Now, do we have another? Do we have another you? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Kinari, did you get back on, Kinari? Kinari London. Kinari dropped some kind of way, and he hadn't come back yet. But we want to thank Kinari. He started his prayer, and he got cut off. So we are so grateful for the London brothers. Amen. Amen. Now. If we don't have any more youth, we are going to move on to the youth, to the elderly, to the seniors. Amen. And last call for the children's corner. Amen. Now we're going to ask, who do we have on the line? We thank Mother Peggy, and we thank Mother Peggy, and we thank Mother Wynn. Now, Mother Wynn, did you have another presentation that you wanted to offer?
I can let the rest of them go if you want to.
Okay, if you, it's up to you. Now I know I had called you on the spur of the moment, so I give you that opportunity that you know what God had given you initially. But now, who all do we have on the line that would like to make a presentation at this time?
Hello.
Hello,
Sister Zeta. This is Brittany Nickers from Macomb, Mississippi. I would like to read a prayer.
Okay. Oh, Bridget. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, ma'am.
My girls, they on the shining stars. They supposed to be on the other line. I don't know if they phone acting up or what. Because she said she was on the line.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
I don't have on the cone right now. I have the cone is open. I can say it like that. The cone is open. So if they come on, I recognize them. Okay, well, you come on, my dear.
Yes, ma'am. Lord Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for being on the line today and hearing the beautiful voices, Lord God, words of encouragement from the elderly and the children, the beautiful singing. Lord, I just thank you. Gracious God, I thank you for all that you are and all that you do for us. Thank you for the love and kindness you keep showering on us and our family. Thank you for mercy in our lives. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the salvation through Jesus Christ. I pray that you will continue to guide us in all our ways. Sustain us with your grace. Grant us divine favor. And let us see your glory in areas of our lives. Thank you for your love and goodness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Bridget.
Yes,
amen.
You're welcome.
About one of the youngest inspiration that we have come to the line right now. Amen. We thank you. Thank you. So who else do we have? Do we have anyone else? Mother Smith, come forward.
asleep. I just woke up in time, I guess.
Hello?
Oh, the phone rang, woke me up. Oh, good evening to everyone.
Your mother.
And I just thank the Lord for another day and able to be able to get on the line tonight. And I pray everyone is doing okay. I've been gone most of the day in to two different functions. And so I am kind of tired.
I'll
read the 23rd song. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I just thank the Lord for keeping us all, seeing for us when we can't see for ourselves, Father God. Lord, and we just thank you for giving us traveling grace today, Father God, to and fro, Father God. Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you and thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We need you. We can't get along without you, Father God. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, Father God, go with us all and stand by us. Keep our mind, Father God. Oh, Father God, as you say, a mind is a terrible thing to lose. So, Father God, please have mercy on us all, Father God. And Lord, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all fathers tomorrow, Father God. Lord, we love you. We need you. And we thank you for Sister Ford. We thank you for the children. And, Father God, everyone that's on the line tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for your mother. Y'all may hear me muting and unmuting the phone. I was trying to find the noise that I heard in the phone. So if when I'm doing the children's cone, I like to have the line open for anyone that I may not recognize their number. So if you have noise in your background, I would appreciate you leaving your phone on mute until you get ready to make a presentation, and that would help me to leave the cone open, and we can operate without noise. Amen. I thank you so much. Amen. I'm going to say thank you again to Mother, and then I'm going to ask, did any youth come on the line? Did any more youth come on the line? Did any more youth on the line? Amen. Then
yes,
we'll
ma'am.
Go back. Okay, come forth and announce yourself and make your presentation.
It's Brenara Bremaya from the Shining Stars of Love from Macomb, Mississippi.
Amen.
We will be singing today.
Amen. God bless you.
Jesus is ready. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real. Real. He's... Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people died here.
Your phone is cutting in and out. Maybe you
he's so real to me.
When your phone is cutting in and out.
Today, in the largest coming, I won't be ready to die. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Clap. Oh, yeah. He gave me. So many people
died.
I love him so.
He's so real to me. Real. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people down here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he got me the victory. So many people down him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Man.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. The shining stars on my comb. Your phone was going in and out, but we enjoyed what we heard. But your phone was going in and out. Amen, amen. Kind of, didn't make the song come out as beautiful as it would have. Amen. Okay, was that it, or did y'all have another one? Okay. Hello? 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 Okay, then we Bridget, are you still there? Okay, I'm not being...
Yes, ma'am, I am. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you hear the children's phone cutting in and out?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay, okay. For that call, then we're gonna move on.
Yes,
because,
ma'am.
You know, we didn't really get a good, sound.
Yes, ma'am.
But we'll try to find out what the problem is, so next time we'll have a better clearance. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, but I thank y'all so much.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate you just stay on the line and listen, but, you know, we're going to move on to the next person. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, who do we have next? If there's no more youth on the line, we'll move on to the next adult. Amen. Come forth and announce yourself if you would like to make a presentation.
Amen. Mother Zadie, I would just like to encourage the children and let them know that what they are doing now will affect their lives forever. And no better thing they could be doing but to get the word in them, that the word of God would help, help lead them and help them to know where real joy comes from, and that is from praise and worshiping God. Amen. And if they listen to their parent, their days will be long. That's the word of God. Amen. So, children, you all doing a great job. Amen. Praising God. Okay, guess what? Your ears is open to the things that's coming from the Lord and not from the enemy. The enemy wants to destroy you all. But thank God, if y'all stay on the roar, on the track that you're on, amen, success, amen, will be yours for life. Amen. The devil can't get y'all like talking about it because you know what? You got something down in you going to make you choose right and wrong. So this is a beautiful thing you all doing. You all doing a great job. Amen. Praising and giving God, singing songs to him, not the devil's song. Go mess your mind up. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay, the cone is open. You want to know if they have anyone else that would like to make a presentation? Anyone else that would like to come forward and make a presentation at this time? It's your time.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. So we just thank the Lord. Amen, amen, for all that has transpired. Amen. We thank each and everyone. Amen. Especially, I just can't emphasize our little children. Amen.
Amen.
Our little children. Amen. The little children that will come to the line. Amen. Amen. And here and these children don't have a church home.
Hmm.
I don't the ones that I'm acquainted with more of my family, they don't have a church home. Bridget the Shining Stars, they have a church home. I know mine has not been baptized, and they're actually telling me, the one that prayed prayer earlier from Dallas, you know, it's like the London brothers, they told me they want to get baptized.
That's
and
right.
they're out there in Chai and some of the other ones. I mean, most all of them wants to get baptized.
That's all right. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm truly praying about it, and a lot of ministers want you to be a part of their congregation in order to baptize you. But in my heart, I feel like God will be pleased if they were just baptized. Because who knows, you know, their children are not really accountable for not getting the places that they want to or need to get. They have to depend on their responsible parties. And if their responsible parties is working, you know, they obligated to the point of they just ain't ready to commit, I don't think the children should be hindered. And if they approve and allow the children to accept what God had put in their spirit, I feel like it should be done. So I am praying about a situation where we can come to to someone. God will send someone who is that can baptize them, even if we have to go to a river or a lake or pool or whatever. If this is what these children want, then I feel like if their parents approve, I think it should take place. I went down in the water when I was 8 years old. After hearing the word, the preaching, and my spirit was so disturbed, I was sitting there in the church, and I was sitting on the right-hand side of the church and with my grandmother, and I told my grandmother, I want to get baptized to get to know this Jesus. And it was in my soul, it was in my spirit. And she said, well, I can't tell you anything. She said, you'll have to ask your mom, who was sitting way over on the right hand side of the church. So she told me how to stick up my little thing and go over there to ask my mother. So I went over there and I asked my mother. I said, grandma told me to ask you, I want to get baptized and get to know this Jesus. Because he was just preaching about Jesus and how Jesus, when we know Jesus, we don't go hungry. And he'll heal our bodies. And all this was just resonating in my spirit. And so mother didn't change any word, and she said, okay, and she said, sit right here beside my sister, and she told my sister, she said, when Zadie go up, I want you to go up. I want you to go up with her, and I'm going to tell y'all when to go, you know, and so that happened, like I said, and later, when we were, after we had joined the church and all, he said, we were going to come back that evening and have the baptism. So mother prepared me and my sister. We had joined the church, but I want all four oldest children to get baptized together. And we went home, and my two older brothers was there with the younger kids at home, and she told them about what had happened. And she said, and I want y'all to get baptized all together. So we went back that evening for 6 o'clock, and we got baptized. All four of us got baptized. We all got baptized. Amen. We all got baptized because I wanted that. That was what I wanted. I didn't understand for years. I didn't understand for years why my sister and my brothers, they didn't feel like I felt or talk like I talked or acted like I acted. You know, they from that point, they treated me like I was kind of an outcast, like, I wasn't a part of them. They would be talking and stuff, and I walk up, they'd get quiet, and, you know, a lot of things that made me sad. I'm saying this for any young people that may hear this and don't understand what may happen, what could happen. Amen. So, okay, and I went down years and years, like 30-some years, and finally one day I asked God, I said, God, why my sister and my brothers don't love you like I do? Why they don't have a relationship with you like I do? I was sad because they didn't invite me to certain things, and they, like I said, they stopped talking. But the Lord let me know that they was respecting the God in me. They wasn't talking bad about me. They were respecting the God in me.
Yes.
They didn't want me to hear the things that they were saying. They didn't want me to hear the little thing that they were the little strategies, the little schemes that they were doing to do with their personal lives. They didn't include me in that. And when I asked the Lord in my 30s, I asked him why. And he took me all the way back to the preaching. And when I asked my mother, he showed me the whole scenario. Then I understood. We may not understand it now, but we'll understand it better by and by. When we ask God, he'll change our hearts. He'll make us different. He'll call us out. And, you know, we'll be picked out. We'll feel like we're being picked out to be picked on. But if we just hold fast to God, we hold fast to God. Amen, amen. We are standing in the gap for the same one. Amen, the same one, amen, that I didn't understand. I thought they was treating me mean. When they needed prayer, when they got grown and different things started happening in their life, they called on me.
All right.
They called on me.
I can attest to what
you're saying. Yes, ma'am. Let me think about Joseph in the Bible, how his family treated him. Amen. How they treated him. But they had to, when they got in trouble, they had to go to Joseph.
Right. Go to Joseph.
They had to go
Amen.
To Joseph. So some of these same young children today, if it's in their heart to get baptized and they don't feel like they will really know Jesus or God until they actually do the ordinance that they believe in their heart that God is saying to do, then they're not going to be satisfied. And
right.
If the mothers and fathers prohibit them from doing it, chances are, when they get a certain age, they'll rebel, and then they don't want to get baptized.
Oh, no.
And then sometimes they don't ever come back to that. And sometimes they do.
That's right.
But I believe that we have a responsibility to hear what God is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have a responsibility. I think it was Samuel in the Bible.
Yes.
And he was like a father image to Sam. It was Samuel and Eli and Samuel.
Yes.
And Samuel told us that he got up and he heard a voice calling him. And he got up
right.
and Eli was sleeping, and he woke me. He said, "You called me." He said, "No, I didn't call you." And then he went back and he called him again. He heard that voice. He went back and Eli said, "You called me." And Eli said, "God is calling you. Listen, next time, answer God." You know.
Amen.
So we answer God. He has a purpose and a plan for our young lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that. And I guess this is why it's in my heart that if the children want to get baptized, I do believe that God wants them to get baptized.
Yes, He does.
Amen. Yes, man. And I have given them literature. I have taught them. I have taught them, read with them, and prayed with them, and so they know what it's all about. I let them watch it on the television, on YouTube. They got all kind of church services and stuff. I let them see the children, you know, coming into the water and the purpose of it and all that. So if all of this being said and done and they still want to get baptized, I think I have a responsibility to make this happen for them. And I believe
you do,
Sister
Zadie, you do, because God told the disciples to go ye therefore into all the nations, baptizing. First thing, baptizing. So you do have the right to baptize them.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. He gave it to all of us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So do that, girl, anytime the opportunity arrives.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. So with that being said, I think we can move on. Amen. Oh, man. Minister Kelly, thank you. Amen. And I thank all of you who are encouraging me. Amen, to do what, you know, do what God has called us to do in this this season, you know. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We want to talk to the children a little bit this evening about a father. Amen. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Amen. We want to talk about the we just know we want to just say Happy Father's Day. Yeah, that's what we want to do, say Happy Father's Day. Amen, amen, amen. And we want to just say something to the children, amen, on behalf of the Father. Amen, amen, because, amen, God has given us a Father. And if we don't have earthly fathers, I mean, so many fathers were taken away, amen, was taken away from their children. So many was taken away in death by military, amen, accidents of all sorts, amen. So many children has been raised without fathers, amen, and the children are hurting today because their fathers are not with them. Their fathers are not being accountable in their lives. Children are hurted or disappointed or whatever. Amen, amen. But we have a Father in heaven. We have a Heavenly Father who will always step in. He will always step in. Amen. And we thank God that we have a Heavenly Father who will always step in. I was listening to a testimony on yesterday, and this man was getting ready to bring forth his song service, and he and this lady that sang with him, he was talking about, he was saying, I remember how you, when your husband died, and said you had the two little children. I think they was his church members. And he said, and I remember bringing you to the Social Security office. And said, I remember how they denied you. They said, you a young woman. You can work and take care of your own self. And they wouldn't give you anything. And he said, tell them. He said, tell them what you, she said, tell them what brought you through. And she started singing the song that said, I know the Lord will fix it for me. I know the Lord will fix it for me. If I hold to his hand and live by his command, I know the Lord will fix it for me. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord will fix any situation, any situation. When our children are going through fatherless, no matter what the reason, we still have to have that love of Christ. We have to love the Father, love and obey our fathers. So many of our children will say sometimes, he ain't never did nothing for me. He wasn't there for me. Oh, but no. God said, honor your mother and your father, that your days be long up on the land. Amen. And then there's another verse that says, you'll be prosperous. You have long life and you'll be prosperous. Amen. And we want this for our children. Amen, amen. Let fathers be fathers. Whatever state or a position or whatever disposition, whatever, let them be fathers. And you be sons and daughters. My father. I say my father. To me, was one of the worst fathers. He had habits that, oh, my God, his habits, oh, my God, was just so terrible with the drinking and the cursing and the abusive. But my daddy, oh, my daddy, but my mother sang the song. The song that she sung in our house was, honor thy mother and thy father. Honor thy mother and thy father. And I remember my oldest brother. She told me, I guess he died at the age of 55, but he was about 50 or so when he told me. He said, Daddy was over here. And Daddy cut up so bad. He said, oh, I wanted to hit him. He said, I wanted to hit Daddy. He said, but I could hear Mother say, honor thy mother and thy father. Honor thy mother and thy father. Let these words resonate in your heart. No matter what your dad do, no matter what he say, he is still your father. He is still the reason you are here on this earth. Whether you want to be here or not, God wanted you here for a purpose. God wanted you here for a purpose. Amen. And I'm going to read what I have here. Amen, 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 amen. And it says that fatherhood is an honorable role in the life of the family and worthy of celebrating. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I had to get some of that off. some of that noise out before I continue. Amen, amen. God designed the role of fathers to be significant in the lives of children. He made fathers the head of the home, bearing the responsibility of the family. He gave fathers the responsibility to teach their children the scriptures and to make sure he did not raise foolish sons or daughters. I'm going to say that again. Foolish sons and daughters, but wise children who would fear the Lord. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Fathers, however, amen. Fathers, however, suffer a great deal of shame. After the fall in the Garden of Eden, fathering became very difficult. Sin ruins everything, especially relationships. Adam had a son go off the deep end and kill his brother. Lot had two daughters who were so desperate for children, they put their father in a vulnerable position and took advantage of him. Isaac had a son chosen by God to carry the line of the Messiah. But was a kingly liar and a deceiver. Jacob had 12 sons, which 10 of them became jealous of one. They beat him and sold him into slavery. David had a son who violated his sister and a son who led a couple to remove him as the king. Eli had two boys who offered a perverted sacrifice to the Lord, which caused him to break out in fire towards them. And God lays the blame on Eli not disciplining his sons well. Talk about shame. Of course, we're talking about the father. They have their fathering record on file in the Bible. Talking about the men. They have the luxury of reading their mistakes and pointing the finger at their failure and their failures. Lots of it. A lot. Many of their children's mistakes could have been avoided by being a good father. This is where I want to turn you, I will turn this evening, to being a good father. If we are honest, we're talking about the men, we ourselves, talking about men, when we read the failure of the fathers in the Bible, talking about the fathers, we put a lot of ourselves in them. I'm still trying to stay on the fathers. I'm thinking if I'm a man, I guess. So we'll understand. We see their passive fathering in our own fathering. We see their foolishness in not dealing with their children's sin in our discipline. We see their lack of spiritual priority in discipling children for God's word in our own life. Lancaster's to attempt to teach our children the scripture. We all have been there. Uh-huh. We all have been there. We're talking about the fathers. Amen. But they have mothers that had to take the responsibility of being a mother and a father. We feel the weight of Adam's rebellion on our hearts and the failure of our fathering. And instead of turning to the Lord, we find it easier, amen, to escape by running away. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. But God has not left us without an example. God is a good father. He has proven it time and time again, especially through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Jesus is going to reveal three characteristics about the Father that will help us be good fathers. I'm talking about the men now. Our children, to our good fathers, to our children, and the church as a whole, the body of Christ as a whole. Amen. Then it goes to Matthew, the seventh chapter, 7 through 11 verses. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not going to read the scripture, but it's Matthew, the 7th chapter, 7 through 11 verses. Amen, amen. It says, at the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus teaching Christians how they should live in the kingdom of God while still on earth. Throughout the sermon, he explains what the heart of a disciple who Jesus loved and believed, and how you manifest love and belief for Jesus in the world. If you boil it down, the Sermon on the Mount is about Christian what? About Christian character. Jesus is speaking to his disciples about persisting in prayer. You're going to find that when you read Matthew, the 7th chapter, 7 through 11 verses. He's talking to them about persistence in prayer. A disciple of Jesus never stops giving up and going to Father for their needs to be met. As we look at this text, amen, talking about the 7th chapter, we will see a beautiful picture of three characteristics of fatherhood, patterned to us by what? A good father. A good father. Let me see how much time I got. Yeah, I got another minute or two. A good father persists in prayer for their children. It talks about George Mueller. Is one of my favorite Christians from long ago. Amen, amen. All of us have a prayer partner or somebody that we pattern our lives after. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, to mark a certain people. Amen. We fashion ourselves after certain people who know we know love God. He said, I am fascinated with his commitment to persistent prayer. As a believer, when I grow weary in praying, I often go to his wisdom to spur me on to continue praying. All of us should have a prayer covenant partner. I thank God for mine. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I thank God that I have covenant prayer partners. Amen, amen. This is wise saying from Mueller. He said, it is not enough to begin to pray, not to pray all right. Nor is it enough to continue for a time to pray, but we must patiently, believingly continue in prayer until we obtain an answer.
And further, we have not only to continue in prayer until the end, but we have also to believe that God does hear us and will answer our prayer. Amen, amen. And he's saying a lot more, but I'm going to move on to another characteristic. Amen. We'll move on to another characteristic here. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. A good father. It's a good father desires to give good things to their children. Amen, amen. Matthew, the 7th chapter, 8 through 11 verses. You read that and you'll find that God, he wants to give good things, amen, to his children. For everyone who acts receives, and the one who searches finds, and the one and to the one that knocks, the door will be opened. Amen, amen. We're talking about a good father. Amen. It's some of the characteristics that God wants us to follow. Amen. A good father's follow through with giving good things to their children. Uh-huh. Yeah, he said, I make this observation. In verse 11, Jesus makes a point to say, your father, the one in heaven, this hearkens to me. Let me see. This hearkens to me back when Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. Amen, amen. He says, pray like this, our Father, who is in heaven. Amen. When Jesus makes that reference to the Father, he's saying that the Father who lives in heaven has all authority and power to rule. He is sovereign. He is the sovereign Father. And last but not least, he says, eight commitments to your children, talking about a good father. Embrace a God, exalting Christ, honoring vision for their children. Keep the connection between home and church consistent. Teach the full counsel of the word of God to your children in word and deed. Amen. Don't just speak the word, but let them see your actions. Proclaim the good news of Jesus to them and with them. Pray often for their salvation and ministry. Inspire worship of God in devotion. Work and play. Work and play. Amen, amen. I put this television on some gospel mind. Is that Jesus again? Yes, ma'am. It's Jesus again. Amen. We can have just as much fun on TV watching Jesus and we can watch, you know, what you call it, the TikTok or whatever that is. Amen. We have a lot of fun when I'm around the children. Protect your marriage at all costs. The ones that are married, amen, you have an obligation to protect your marriage at all costs. Depend on God's sovereign grace. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We are talking about a good father, a good father, a good father. Amen. And that's what we want to exemplify, Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for everything that's been said, oh God, on this line. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all of the love that has been showing, oh God, to our children, to our seniors, oh God, to all of the people on the line, oh Father God. I pray, oh God, that all of our spouses and our children, all our males have a good Father's Day. Oh God, that the word, oh Father God, will impact their spirit in such a way, oh Father God, that they will be better loving fathers, oh God, to their children, oh God. Oh Father God, we just thank you for this blessed opportunity. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you for each and every one on the line, oh Father God, for any special prayer request unknown, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh Father God, that you are healing right now, oh God. You are healing, oh God. If anyone needs healing, you are healing right now, oh God. We're glad to decree it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody need, oh Father God, oh God, food on their table, oh God. You're providing, you're making provision right now, God. Oh God, give us this day our daily bread, oh Father God.
Forgive us our debts, O Father God, as we forgive our debtors, O God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from all that which is sin and evil, O God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, O God. All of our hope, all of our desires in you, God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your blessing be on every household, O God. Oh, God. Every household, God, of everyone that come, oh God, has come this evening, oh Father God, and the one that had a desire to come and wasn't able to come for whatever reason, oh God. Oh God, forget your people. Yes, your people, the body of Christ, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God. That man, that woman that don't know you, and the part of their sin, oh Father God, we ask you to do a special drawing, Father. Draw them to Jesus, oh Father God, that they'll come to you and be saved, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We want to thank you once again, amen, for being with us this evening, amen. Same time tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Nancy Vivian will be on if you want to come back in here. And on Friday night, 8 o'clock, the same number, amen. Yes, that you, amen, just come and be blessed, amen. So this ends our service. Sound like I heard Minister Vivian, are you on the line? Did I hear Minister Vivian on the line? Amen, I didn't hear, but anyway, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, until we come back to the cone again. God be with you. Y'all may help.
God
be with you until we meet again. Amen, amen. Anyone on the line, you can call me. If you want to call me for any at any time or for any reason, I am available. Amen.
Amen.
Because some of you out there, when I get ready to call, oh, yeah. Amen. And I want you all to have the same privilege to call me. Amen.
Amen.
Pray for one another. Love y'all and have a blessed night.
Love y'all. Have a blessed night.
Love y'all. Have a blessed night.
Have a blessed night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.